Will Ferrell's golf comedy flops critically, wins audiences, and the Senate story may be less settled than it looks. Will Ferrell's Netflix golf comedy, The Hawk, collected some of the harshest critical notices of the streaming year. One prominent critic called it lifeless, another named it the worst show of 2026, while Netflix characterized first weekend viewership as strong. The gap between critical reception and audience behavior reflects a structural feature of streaming. When a title is already included in a subscription, the cost of watching something mediocre is near zero, and platform recommendation algorithms efficiently surface content to audiences whose preferences may have little overlap with critical consensus. Ferrell's built-in audience and the critical establishment assessing The Hawk may constitute almost entirely separate populations, each correct on their own terms. The political narrative that warranted the sharpest scrutiny Saturday was the Democratic Senate momentum story, specifically the Fox News polling showing leads in six battlegrounds. The confident consensus around that finding has structural weaknesses worth examining. August polling, roughly 12 weeks from Election Day, is historically volatile. The correlation between August averages and November outcomes in Senate races is meaningful, but not tight. At least two or three of the six races reportedly feature incumbent or candidate vulnerability factors that top-line horse race numbers do not capture. Economic pain represents the most significant variable. The August polling may be underweighting. If gas prices remain elevated through September and October without a visible, articulable American success in the Iran conflict, voters who expressed a Democratic preference in August, surveys might cast ballots in November on the basis of economic dissatisfaction, a pattern documented in the midterm waves of 2010 and 2014. Turnout model uncertainty adds a second layer. Likely voter screens are built from historical participation data that may not fully reflect how the 2024 election shifted baseline turnout in specific demographics and geographies. The most reliable near-term signal, analysts suggested, will not be October polling, which receives enormous attention but is often noisier than it appears, but the fundraising disclosures due at the September 30th filing deadline. Candidates who are genuinely ahead attract money. If Republican challengers are raising competitive sums in September against Democrats who supposedly hold strong leads, that is a tell that insiders believe the races are tighter than public polling suggests. The money, not the headlines, is where the real information lives.